Islamic Courts Union spokesman Abdurrahim Issa Ado told reporters in Mogadishu Friday that Al-Shabaab has created a hit list of prominent government members and their supporters. He says his group believes Somali Parliament member Abdullahi Issa Abdudun, who was killed near his home in northern Mogadishu Wednesday, and senior Islamic Courts commander Sharif Mohammed Kari, who was killed the following day with his son and driver in another part of the capital, were on Al-Shabaab's list. Ado says Al-Shabaab, listed as a terrorist organization by the United States for having links with Al-Qaeda, has identified certain government officials and supporters as enemies because they have been vocal critics of the militant group. The slain commander was a close ally of Somalia's Islamist Interior Minister Abdul Qadir Ali Omar, who was wounded last month in an attack also blamed on Al-Shabaab. Late Thursday, fighters loyal to Commander Kari carried out a revenge attack on an Al-Shabaab stronghold in the capital. It was not immediately clear if there were any casualties. Earlier this week, a group representing Mogadishu's dominant Hawiya clan said that Al-Shabaab militants had sent death threats to clan elders for participating in peace and reconciliation efforts with Somalia's interim government. In 2007 and 2008, the Hawiya Tradition and Unity Council endorsed Al-Shabaab and other opposition groups fighting a bloody insurgency against Somalia's Ethiopia-backed secular government. But council members began distancing themselves from Al-Shabaab extremists after moderate Islamist cleric Sharif Sheikh Ahmed was elected in January to lead a new unity government. Hawiya elders and clerics have urged President Sharif to quickly implement Islamic law in southern and central Somalia. But Al-Shabaab, which follows an ultra-conservative form of Islam, opposes the moderate version of Islamic law the president and his UN-supported government are likely to put in place. Al-Shabaab also opposes the presence of 4,000 African Union peacekeepers in Mogadishu, who have been in Somalia for the past 2 years. President Sharif's government has asked them to stay until a Somali National Army can be formed to take over security duties. Soldiers from Uganda and Burundi are currently playing a vital security role by defending the presidential palace, the main seaport and airport from Al-Shabaab attacks. But the AU mission is also controversial among some Somalis, who blame the peacekeepers for fueling more violence. At least 10 people were killed and nearly 24 wounded last Sunday after fighting between Al-Shabaab and AU peacekeepers broke out around the seaport. Most of the dead and wounded are said to be civilians who had recently returned to the capital after Ethiopian troops withdrew from Somalia in January. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that as many as 60,000 Somalis who fled during Ethiopia's occupation have moved back to Mogadishu. But the High Commissioner for Refugees says the capital is far from safe and the lack of basic services and shelter is making life difficult for many returning families. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.